Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one is a now ancient article saying that women will be boinking robots more than men by 2025. Clearly that won't happen because the technology isn't here, but also because the robots don't come with a wallet. But if men were the ones doing this, then it would be considered weird. Also, from the looks of that robot, he's already tired of her BS. But if that robot looked like a Chad or Tyrone, women would have at least half a dozen of them in their closet ready to run a train on her, at any time. But she still won't boink a beta that she's married to more than once a year at that point. Moving on, Israel is reportedly very concerned with the U.S. military recruitment crisis. Intelligent white American males no longer want to fight in the U.S. military, because their nation tells them that they're toxic simply for being male. It's not a good idea to insult someone and then expect them to sacrifice for you. Only women can do that because they promise you sex. Also, I can't find the article, so it must be a fake one. But if I was Israel, I'd be concerned with America breaking up and then no longer providing protection and weapons to them. Number three, would an arranged marriage between the two of these bring peace to our troubled land? Yes, a modern-day love story between Romeo and Brunhilde. But seriously, don't do that to the poor old man. Run, Baron, run. This takes Take One for the Team to a whole new level. She also looks like she would sacrifice him under a full moon or something. To whoever posted this, I'm going to pour bleach into my eyes now, thank you. Up next, people say that Indians don't poop outside. Well, if that's true, then why did UNICEF create Mr. Poo, India's anti-public defecation mascot? And no, this story isn't fake, and it's from about 10 years ago now. Roughly 35% of the population in the Greater Toronto Area are now from India or Pakistan. So you can now see why people are concerned that this shit is getting real. Pun definitely intended. Number 5, women say that men need to earn at least 1.06 million before women are ready to start a family with them. How about men demand that women need to be under the age of 25 and weigh less than 110 pounds before we marry them? But seriously, we're told that women are independent and don't need a man. And then they say they need one with over $1 million. Give me a break. The supply of men that have made that much money is running low. So that's why half the women aged 20 to 45 will be single and childless in the next 5 years. Moving on, microplastics have been found in every man's semen sample in a study. Skeletor says get ready for his cumfetti. So apparently this is how you can get them out of your body. Good to know. This is the pollution we need to be concerned about, and not just plastic straws. Then again, maybe the results of this study were tainted because the participants involved were fapping into plastic cups or something. Also, maybe we have so many microplastics in us from playing with plastic Skeletor figures from back in the 1980s. Number 7, what would you do if that hot goth chick witch suddenly gives you a chance this month even though it's sacrifice season? You run. That's what you do, regardless of if it's sacrifice season or not. Also remember that her nether regions are a cursed cauldron of fiery pain and misery. And that's in the best of times. But if you're like Bill Murray in Little Shop of Horrors, then you can go for it. Up next, Captain Marvel gets quietly cancelled by Marvel. This must be extremely disappointing to the millions of people on the left that were never planning on watching it in the first place. Even if she was a black trans lesbian, Captain Marvel would still get cancelled. The only person this is going to hurt is the critical drinker and Gary over at Nerdrotic, because they won't be able to make hundreds of thousands of dollars making fun of it. Number 9, women are losing their minds saying that men are creating AI girlfriends and then verbally abusing them. Women can't have us giving attention to virtual women because that's competition. So they're desperate to make tech companies think they were abusing women that don't even exist, because they want that attention for themselves. Wait until Loverbots show up, they'll be absolutely livid. Moving on, wealthy Americans splurge on expensive London properties to flee the US crime rates and political problems, and they don't want to return. They're absolutely crazy though. This is like stepping out of the frying pan and into the fire because they don't have any idea that they're about to get culturally enriched. The whole West is going down. This is proof that even wealthy people make retarded decisions once things get bad enough. You'd be better off moving to Hungary or Poland at this point, or probably South Carolina for that matter. Number 11, embryos are people, and abortion is murder. Who had pro-life progressives on their 2024 bingo card? I certainly did. Because I've always said that as women get more desperate, they'll choose the other side and pretend like they're traditional or something. Then these same women will get abortions even though they say they're against them. Women always change their colors like a chameleon and change them back when it's convenient. Op next, this is hilarious. These women thought they met The Rock and it was just a guy that was a lookalike. And if you want to know how the average woman reacts to the status of a celebrity, then this captures it perfectly. Imagine if a guy met a female celebrity on the beach and tried doing this during a selfie. He would get hauled off for life. This woman looks like she's trying to literally take a piece of him with her. Maybe she was trying to do this. Number 13, you can only choose two of these things. Which ones would you pick? I take number 1 and 4. I'd then sell the house and buy Bitcoin with it. I take the salary, live off of 50k, and invest the rest in stocks and Bitcoin. What would you do? If you want to play the long game, then getting $7,500 a month plus a $200,000 salary would be your best bet if you could delay gratification. Moving on is Princess Leia, the ultimate fanboy crush. As far as I'm concerned, Star Wars died with Return of the Jedi. Everything since then is just nostalgia corn. But I see your Leia and I'll raise you a Supergirl, Helen Slater. That film was awful, but Supergirl was smoking hot. Although I did like the casting decision for the latest Supergirl in the Flash film. I would love to see a film with her in it. But the problem is that the Superman franchise has very few decent villains, unlike Batman. Number 15, it looks like Tyrese Gibson's wife saw marriage as a business, and she took 50% of his life savings after marrying him for only a couple of years. He was warned by 50 Cent, who told them that if you love someone deeply, then this generation is not for you. You may love a woman someday, but remember to never fall in love with a woman. Women prey on men that can fall in love very easily, and that also have money. It's their retirement plan, so don't become a woman's 401k. Up next, here's some more gold-digging women, but this time they're trying to take money from a corporation instead of a man. Christine and Diane filed a lawsuit against Bumble because it discriminates against women by forcing them to make the first move, after they've matched with a man, even if that's actually not what they want to do. Women complain about harassment, so Bumble gives them the choice to initiate, and then women complain that that's discrimination. You can't win with them. The only move is not to play their games. Number 17, has giving women the right to vote doomed our society? Men want candidates that will improve the country and create jobs. Women vote for candidates that give them the right to keep ending their babies. I say give women and men the right to vote only after both of them have had at least 2 children. That's the fairest way to do things. We keep the fertility rate above replacement and force everyone to have the civic duty to reproduce. Moving on, the Swedish deputy prime minister says that Islam must adapt to Swedish values, and that Muslims that don't integrate must leave the country, that Sharia law has no place there. But I think that she's too late. Maybe women are freaking out now that 1 in 4 Swedish women are going to get raped as sexual assaults increase 500%. And this isn't the same 25% sexual assault number that gets floated around fakely around college campuses. Number 19, Robert Kennedy Jr. says he will reverse 80 years of poisonous farming policies. Does anyone know how much fruit prices will rise as a result if he gets rid of the Green Revolution? Before it, people used to spend a third of their income on food. Sure, people will be thinner and healthier, but they'll also be in poverty at the same time. The choice is an obese, sick middle class or a starving lower class, hungry enough to revolt against the rich and eat them. Eat organic and avoid sugar. Take responsibility for your own health instead of waiting for the government to do it. Up next, some guys say that they're so horny for old lady Winona Ryder. Not bad for being in her mid-50s. If she's had work done on her face, then you can't tell. Maybe eating babies also does a body good. These days she looks better than most millennials, or that actress that plays Starlight, Erin Moriarty. Careful though, she'll shoplift your heart. Sure, she looks okay, but now let's see what she really looks like in a swimsuit. She's also a childless cat lady now. Number 21, this is an AI-generated contemporary Garden of Eden, with happy and healthy men, women, and children living in peace and harmony. But women can't live in peace and harmony. It goes against their nature. They crave chaos and drama. The more you love peace, the less you're able to tolerate women. For women, peace and quiet is boring, and it needs to be stopped. Also, the happiness of men must be sabotaged. If the women here were androids, then I'd believe it. Moving on is what the Democrats did in 2020, and will they now try to pull off the same from a much lower place in 2024? it was better that Trump lost last time, because if he wins this time, his legacy will be intact. Imagine if he was blamed for the current cost of living crisis. America needs paper ballots like Canada, too. That way the elections are insanely more difficult to rig. As for the American election, no one except the Illuminati and Alex Jones know what's going to happen next. Number 23, is this too many tattoos? She's only beautiful to me after I've had a case of beers. That'll then make my trouser snake awaken from its 10-year slumber. I'm also pretty sure that the companies are begging to hire her for a customer service position. With women like this, the nursing homes are going to be lit in another 50 years or so. There's also a little bit of space on her left arm, and it's time to fill it up. Looks like she grew up without a dad. Up next, a woman claims that Ye telepathically told her to steal a car with a child inside. Women take no accountability, so men are to blame telepathically. Maybe she needs to blame it on counting down her fertility window without having any kids, and now baby rabies has kicked in, and she needs something to nurture. Maybe next time she should rescue a cat before the Haitians in Springfield eat it or something. Number 25 and the last one, people say that J-Lo doesn't age, but I beg to differ if you see her face without makeup. People still say that she looks good for her age, but would they really say that if she didn't actually have 6 figures worth of plastic surgery? And if you took her swimming to get 2 hours worth of makeup off her face? So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.